It's 11 o'clock, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Rachel Munns with Sarah Salvanigam and Nicole Watts. In weather, it's a rainy 4 degrees outside our East York studios this morning. Now, here are the headlines. A man has been arrested after an armed standoff with police. And more details are released about a Toronto man who was found dead in Australia. In sports, the Leafs get pounded by the Senators in their last home game of the season. Now to begin our top story. A Toronto man has been arrested after a fight with police officers around College and Beatrice Streets early this morning. The man shut himself in an apartment and tried to hold off six emergency task officers with a butcher knife. The officers eventually broke into the building to arrest him. It started at about 1:30 this morning when the police saw the suspect trying to rob a grocery store with a knife at College and Dominion. The man has been taken to hospital with minor injuries, but no one else was hurt. In other crime, an unlikely East neighborhood is becoming a regular setting for violent deaths. Most people living in the area are shaken up after a recent rush hour shooting. One resident says she's appalled these crimes are happening there. Abby Crosby reports.
For a quiet neighborhood, Riverdale is seeing a lot of violence. In the last 4 months, there have been three shootings. Hu Chen Mao is the most recent victim of gun violence. He died on January 17th. He was working at a supermarket on Girard Street East when he got caught in the crossfire of a shootout. Jenna Germain has lived in Riverdale for 2 years. She says she's shocked by the latest death near her home.
Who opens fire on a street full of people? I mean, in what realm is that a good idea?
Mao is the second innocent bystander this year to die from gunshot wounds. John O'Keefe was shot walking along Yonge Street 4 days earlier. He was 42 years old. Germain says she's scared that people are using guns so recklessly.
Shooting a gun is easy. Hitting what you shoot is not easy. It looks easy in the movies, but it's not. And more often than not, shooting at something, you're gonna miss.
The incidents have many people talking about gun control again. Germain isn't sure if the city can do anything to stop the violence.
I really don't know what the city can be doing other than, you know, what it's already doing in terms of police and everything else.
Police are still looking for Mao's killer. They're asking residents to come forward with any information. In the meantime, Jenna Germain is locking her doors. In Riverdale, I'm Abby Crosby for Centennial College Radio News.
In other news, more details have come to light about a 22-year-old Mississauga man whose body was found on the Australian coast on Tuesday morning. Ali Hussein Shuker and his friend were swept into the Indian Ocean when getting their pictures taken on a rocky beach in Albany, Australia on March 22nd. Though people on the shore tried to get a rope to Shuker, they were unable to rescue him, but they did manage to pull his friend to safety. Shuker was in Australia studying to become a pharmacist. His family plans to have the funeral in Lebanon on Monday. In Ontario news, the Toronto Humane Society says that a new act which aims to stop animal cruelty won't help yet. The new laws suggested yesterday in Queen's Park are said to be the toughest in Canada. If the act is passed, people could be fined up to $60,000 and would not be allowed to own pets for a certain amount of time. Spokespeople for the Humane Society says that it's unclear how these new laws will be funded and that the act won't really make existing laws any better. They said the changes will not help in other areas, such as setting a standard for animal care across Ontario. And that's the latest news. Now here's Sarah with sports.
Thanks, Rachel, and hi, everyone. The Ottawa Senators thoroughly trounced the Toronto Maple Leafs in an 8-2 victory last night. The highlight of the game came from a resounding hit Senators captain Daniel Alfredson took from Mark Bell in the first period. The game also marked Antoine Vermette's first career hat trick and four-point night. While all hopes of the Leafs making it to the finals have been dashed, the Senators now remain in the mix. With another point at tonight's home game against Boston, the Sens will solidify their position in the playoffs. The Leafs' home record now ranks them 26th in the 30-team league. Their last game of the season is tomorrow night in Montreal. The Toronto Raptors are still considering filing a protest with the NBA. This comes after the apparently early start of a game clock on Wednesday night. The fraction of a second difference cost Toronto a win. the Raptors lost the game 127-120 against the Atlanta Hawks. It dropped them into a three-way tie for 7th place in the Eastern Conference before play last night. Tonight, the Raptors face off against the Charlotte Bobcats. The Toronto Blue Jays lost the series with the Yankees with a loss last night. A series of missteps and gaffes led to the 3-2 score. Starter Dustin McGowan allowed a pair of runs in the 6th inning, while relief pitcher Scott Downs made an error on a Johnny Damon bunt in the 8th. The Yankees overcame a 2-0 deficit. This prevents Toronto from posting its first three-game series win in the Bronx since September 29th to October 1st, 2006. The Jays play their home opener tonight against the Boston Red Sox. In soccer, John Carver has signed French player Laurent Robert to a contract yesterday. The French international has completed his first practice as an official member of Toronto FC. Laurent passed his league-mandated medical exam, and his immigration paperwork is now in order. He is able to play as soon as tomorrow, when the TFC visits DC United. The University of Toronto at Scarborough men's lacrosse team just lost their second game this season. It was a roller coaster of a game with lots of energy involved. Kirsten Waters has the story.
They played against U of T's engineering at the Varsity Field Athletic Center, known to everyone as the Bubble. Scarborough was up 3 points at the end of the first period and playing a great game. However, they fell behind in the second period after a 10-0 engineering run, but that didn't let them get discouraged. One of the game's standout players, Adam Chamberlain, reflects on the team's mood after the period.
I think we came a little bit flat-footed after the first. We were a little bit eager. We wanted to show these guys what we were all about. You know, we heard them talk on the sidelines. They didn't really think that much of us. So, you know, a lot of new guys, a lot of unproven guys. That doesn't mean that, you know, we don't match them talent-wise. We got the legs and we had enough guys on the bench. So I think we really stuck with them. But, you know, the talent differential really came through in the second and third period. So.
After a shaky second period, the guys got it together and scored 3 more points. The final score was 16-8 for engineering, but Chamberlain is still hopeful.
Our second game in now, I think we could definitely finish out the season with a couple wins, a pair of wins to close out. But I think we got good chances.
The team's mentality is that win or lose, they're out there to have fun, and Coach Dallas Boyer backs that up.
He told us in the first tryout that win or lose, beers after the game always taste the same, so that's kind of the motto of the team.
Next Wednesday, the guys will play Trinity College. This is Kirsten Waters reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
And that's all for me in sports. Now on to Nicole with all the buzz in entertainment.
Thanks, Sarah, and hi, everyone. The Best in Canadian Music will be in Calgary this weekend for the 2008 Juno Awards. Top nominee is Celine Dion with 6 nominations. Performers at the show include Avril Lavigne, Hedley, Julie Black, and Michael Bublé. You can watch the show Sunday at 8 on CTV. The CBS show How I Met Your Mother is looking to bring back Britney Spears for one more episode. TV Guide is reporting that the show is in talks with Britney for her to return this season. Britney was a guest star on their March 24th episode. It brought How I Met Your Mother its best ratings of the season. Now here in the city, polar bears, penguins, and water skiing in the Antarctic were just a few of the things explorer Jeff Green spoke passionately about during his latest visit to Toronto. Green wowed the audience at the Bloor Cinema with a spectacle of photographs and stories. Laura Stanley reports.
For the past 15 years, explorer Jeff Green has been leading students from pole to pole on educational expeditions. Green has 103 Antarctic and Arctic expeditions under his belt. Over his travels, Green has witnessed firsthand the effects global warming is having on the polar regions.
70% of all the fresh water on the planet, but it's also losing it, and the common connection is climate change.
In 2004, Green was voted one of Canada's top 40 under 40 by a national organization that honors Canada's top young leaders. In 2000, Green founded an educational organization, Students on Ice.
We spend a lot of our time traveling around Canada, around North America, around the world, talking to groups.
Located in Gatineau, Quebec, and is in its 8th year, Students on Ice has taken over 700 students, teachers, and scientists to the Arctic and Antarctic.
Deeply touched and inspired and motivated by the places we've been, the things we've seen.
Green hopes that Students on Ice will help educate young people and inspire them to make a difference in our changing world. From the Bloor Cinema, I'm Laura Stanley with Centennial College News.
And heading out to the movies tonight, opening today in a theater near you is Leatherheads. It's a romantic comedy about a pro football team set in 1925. George Clooney serves as both director and star of the film. Renee Zellweger and John Krasinski also star. Also opening today is the family-friendly Nims Island. It stars Abigail Breslin and Jodie Foster. And for something a little different, there's Shine a Light. It's a musical documentary about the Rolling Stones. And that's all for me here. Let's send it back to Rachel for the wrap.
Thanks, Nicole. And that's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great rest of the morning.